The pandemic is also putting stress on businesses in Canadian border towns. The U.S. and Canada decided 6 months ago to shut down their shared border for non-essential travel to slow the spread of COVID-19, and it's unclear when it will open again. Bob Keating of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reports from Fernie, British Columbia, just north of Montana.
Watch your step. This is quite slick here.
Father and son, Trevor and Vince Heck, load into a small boat on the Elk River. Chest waders on, fly rods in hand, hoping, as fishermen do.
The hope is to catch a few cutthroats, and we might get a big bull trout today, but we'll see.
I would like to catch a fish. I'd be satisfied.
The Hacks will probably be lucky, because they've hired the services of the largest guide company in Fernie, Elk River Guiding.
I've been operating since 2000, so this is our 20th year.
Paul Samisi has started his company after falling in love with this valley in the Rockies and the river that runs through it. His shop is just 45 minutes north of the U.S. border, and Americans make up three-quarters of his client base. Without them, Samisi is sinking.
By the end of July, we normally have about 220 trips under our belts, and this year we're going to be lucky if we break 50.
Because of the Americans.
Because of the Americans.
The Canadian government is trying to help people like Samisi survive. His provincial permits will cost less, but that won't replace clients. The ski industry, which Fernie's tourism sector is built around, will feel it next.
Hi, welcome to Fernie. How can I help you?
At the visitor center on the way into town, they've seen a 15 to 20% decline in traffic, roughly the percentage of U.S. tourists who usually come into this valley. Tourism Fernie Executive Officer Yiki Gayorki says those Americans tend to use a guide or go backcountry skiing and just spend more.
So we'll see a U.S. visitor spend up to $600 a day, easily, per person, whereas a regional drive traveler will probably spend $150 to $200 a day in our community.
That is hurting hotels, motels, and lodges here, many of which have a fraction of the guests they typically would. Depending on how long the border closure continues, it could be crippling to Fernie and other tourist towns that rely on American visitors. But the mayor here, Ange Quilica, says even struggling business people don't want the border open. Not yet, anyway.
Unequivocally, their response is that they don't want to put Canada or Fernie in harm's way. They'd love to see their business model return. However, not at the expense of safety.
That safety is on the minds of Canadians. More than three-quarters of them asked in a recent poll say they want the border to stay closed, despite what it does to towns like Fernie. For Here and Now, I'm Bob Keating in Fernie, British Columbia.
And that story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.